And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson, discussing subjects related to the home, family, and Christian education.
Our topic today, sowing and reaping. Job 4:8 sets forth a basic principle of life. They that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. The laws of sowing and reaping are clearly taught in the Word of God, laws that make it clear that the kind of life you sow now in life will bring forth the fruit that you reap later on. What is not commonly known, however, is that these same laws of sowing and reaping set forth in the Bible also apply in the specific area of the family. In literally dozens of passages, we have the law either commanded or illustrated by specific families. For instance, in Deuteronomy 28, verses 15 and 18, the Lord warns, "If thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, cursed shall be the fruit of thy body." In other words, God warns that the disobedience of the parents will bring a curse into their family that will work itself out in the disobedient life of the children. On the other hand, we have also the promise of Deuteronomy 12:25. God has just prohibited the eating of blood. Then he adds, "Thou shalt not eat it, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, when thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of the Lord." Once again, we see the principle. Obedience brings blessing into the family that will be reflected in the lives of the children later on. We find the laws of sowing and reaping illustrated by numerous individual families in Scripture. For instance, wicked King Ahab of Israel sets forth a negative example in 1 Kings 22, verses 52 and 53. Ahab is generally considered to be the worst king of the Northern Confederacy. With his marriage to wicked Queen Jezebel, he established the worship of false gods firmly into Israel's religion. When he died, the throne passed to his son Ahaziah. 1 Kings 22:53 says, "And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in the way of his mother, and in the way of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin." What a sad example of sowing wickedness in the family. At the other extreme, however, we have the godly example of Timothy's family in the New Testament. We know nothing of Timothy's father. Apparently he had died while Timothy was young. But we do know about his mother and grandmother. Paul writes in 2 Timothy 1:5, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." In 2 Timothy 3:15, Paul adds the thought that, "From a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Timothy's mother had seen to it that he was instructed in the scriptures. Her godly training and the example of both his mother and grandmother impressed Timothy early in life so that he became a faithful servant of God. Once again, the reaping followed the sowing of godliness. What are you sowing in your family? Are you sowing the seeds of kindness and faithfulness, consistency, gentleness, love? Or are you sowing the seeds of anger, dishonesty, profanity, immorality, laziness? What you sow now, you will reap in the life of your child a few years from now. That's why it's so important that you pay attention to the little things now. Your consistency in setting forth a godly example to your children. Your faithfulness in serving the Lord through your local church and through your personal witness. Your interest in spiritual things and in the Word of God. All of these and more will pay off as your child matures and becomes an independent adult with his own standards for life.
You've just heard Viewpoint, a commentary on the home, family, and Christian education. Your host was Pete Stevenson.